fishing in Florida because we almost got drowned and he'd go fishing. And he went hunting all the time. He used to kill deer and, you know, go down in Hondu right down, way down on the border and kill those deer and bring them on. We would have pins and meat and he would dress them, fix them up, and he'd take a certain part of that meat and he would grind up for sausage. And we would put about 1 pound of pork sausage to about 5 pound of the venison meat. We did that to give the fat in the meat so they would stick together, and we'd salt and pepper and put sage in there. And that was the best sausage, seemed like. Never eating like that now. But a lot of people don't like venison, but it's certainly cooked. You can cook venison and you can put an apple in it or cook the apple with it and take out that wild taste. If you don't like it, a lot of people don't like that strong wild taste. That's kind of like wild ducks. We used to have a lot of wild ducks. Kill them. I've got 2 feather beds made out of ducks that I've got the feathers off of.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, the hair in front between the ears and all that. And we call them feather beds.
Soft?
Comfortable? Oh, yeah. Just like a feather pillow. You know how a feather pillow is. But I don't sleep on them now. Out of under the mattresses.
Go ahead.
I started to say they're too heavy to turn over and pad up. You sit down on them and fly, mash down. It's like sitting on a feather pillow. But boy, you can have your feather bed and put a sheet on and get between the 2 blankets and it can freeze the horns off a billy goat, as old saying is, and you won't even be cold.
Do you care anything about different types of seafood?
Well, I'm not too crazy about seafood. I like fish, and I like salmon, but I don't care anything about shrimp or stuff like that. But all my kids do, they're all crazy about it. It's good, but I just find it.
You ever eaten any oysters?
Oh, Lord, yeah, I like oysters.
How do you eat them? How do you like them?
Oh, I cook them. I like to fry them, make a batter and fry them, then I like to steam them. But Lord, I wouldn't eat one raw.
I was going to ask you.
My daddy always ate them raw, and my husband too. Put pepper and salt on them.
I don't understand the appeal there, because I don't see how you can get any taste and just swallow them.
Well, you know, at these big restaurants, well, howdy, they sure are expensive, those oysters are.
So, yeah, that and, you have frog legs?
Yeah. I don't cook them in frog legs.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we used to have them.
What kind of frog do you use for that?
Well, it's a certain type of bullfrogs, they call them. They got great big old legs, and I'd always get ashamed every time I would cook one, because you skin them and then you batter them and fix them just like you're going to fry chicken or anything, but them legs just pop all the time while you're cooking them. Did you know that?
They got a twitch.
Yeah, and crawdads, you're eating crawdads? Crawfish?
Do they do that? Do they do the same thing?
No. But crawfish, you take that hull off and cook them in a little